And now, James Gravel.
The Lord's Church, that is the Church of Christ, has been given the responsibility of evangelizing the world. But the church must carry out that process in a biblically prescribed manner. As was discussed in two previous lessons, we cannot delegate that duty to synods, conventions, or conferences because it is the church's job. Evangelism also must be funded properly, the way the Bible authorizes. However, the message that Christians are to preach and teach in an attempt to evangelize the world is also something that cannot be changed. The Apostle Paul told the Christians in Corinth that they had to learn not to go beyond that which is written, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. We cannot add to or take away from the Word of God. Instead, we must teach exactly what the Bible says, nothing less, nothing more. We, like Paul, must not shrink from declaring the whole counsel of God, Acts 20, verse 27. For those of us who know the truth regarding what men must do to be saved, the burden to share that truth with others presses down with unrelenting fury. When Philip stood in the chariot of the Ethiopian eunuch, who was returning from worshiping in Jerusalem, Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The eunuch's response still burns in our ears. "How can I, except someone guides me?" Acts 8, verses 30 through 31. That is the Christian's job, to gently guide the lost into the way of salvation, Acts 16, verse 17. What a blessed opportunity to be the earthen vessel used by the Lord to bring a soul to salvation. The Bible teaches us that he who converts a sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall cover a multitude of sins, James 5, verse 20. Those who never have obeyed the truth of the gospel message will be lost. And if we do not do our uttermost to get the message to them, so will we. While the unevangelized may be lost, they do not have to remain lost. And we, the members of Christ's church, may be all that stands between them and an eternity of separation from God.